All right, today is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Time now is 5:19 p.m. This is a regular board meeting. All board members are present. I'll go ahead and actually, before I call this meeting to order, I would like to remind everybody here in this meeting that the only way to address the board is to fill out one of the sheets over there and turn it in over to the board. We will then take a look at it when it comes time for a call to the public. That will be your opportunity to speak. And I would like to thank everybody here. We don't normally have this many people here at our board meetings, but thank you guys for being here. And this counts for 301 performance. performance plan, so. All right, so I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to adoption of the agenda, one change is going to be a superintendent report right after call to the public. Okay, once again, if you're going to be addressing the board, you need to fill out one of the sheets over there, and that'll be your opportunity to speak during call to the public. So, there's going to be one change. After call to the public, the superintendent reports, followed by the consent agenda. At the very end, there's going to be a superintendent's report. That's my motion. Can you get a second?
I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
So you made the motion to move that, right?
Correct.
Okay. But we never adopted the agenda.
That's the...
You're doing that.
That's the next thing.
That's the motion to adopt.
Okay.
You're moving that.
The move... Oh, okay. I just...
And then it should be a separate... It should be a...
That's what I was saying.
I want to move it and then adopt the agenda as you...
That's what I was implying.
Okay.
I would make another motion I didn't hear you include that I want to move it and then okay. We'll adopt. I would just adopt the agenda then as
okay.
Change. With the change.
So there's just a motion, and I would like to make a motion to adopt the agenda with the change.
Second.
Aye.
All
right. So the first motion you made, who seconded? Brisa. And you motioned and Brisa seconded.
Mm-hmm. And you just seconded the consent or the agenda.
Okay.
All right. All right. And moving on to call to the public. All right. Moving on to the superintendent report.
Okay. A few of these things are kind of either on the consent agenda or on the action item, so I wanted to give a quick update. The first point I have, we talked about our Academic Spirit Week. Mrs. Trevino and Mrs. Hudson put together an Academic Spirit Week. We had days where kids could dress up in their favorite sports team, or if they had a college shirt or something like that. We had a crazy hair day. We had a color day where all the classes were assigned red, white, or black. I was shocked because we figured we'd have maybe one or two winners, and we had seven or eight classes, 100%. I know. I was like, wow, this is great. So yeah, it was, and there was a winning, a little bit of bribery there. The winning classes got Sundays. So Ms. Hudson went to Dairy Queen and had 5 gallons, 6 gallons, something like that, donated. Ms. Trevino, after she saw 7 glasses won, thought we weren't going to have enough, so she went and bought 3 more gallons. And so now we have enough for the next contest that we do. But the kids had a great time. They really enjoyed that. I think that some of the teachers might have enjoyed it too. And then the last contest that we had was a door decoration contest. And And with that, and I'm going to call it by the only thing I can say, they had door decorations, and it was about motivation for taking the test. And the winning classes, one elementary and one middle school, got Tostitos with all the fixings, but it's a Spanish name for it, and I...
Preparados.
That's the one.
Tostitos.
And so the kids were very excited when they won that. We had two classes, Mr. Valdez's class and the fourth grade, Ms. Paklar's class. But we had some really neat different sayings and things. It was, the kids had fun. And then we started the week with a little mini pep fest, and then we ended the week with a little Erst. We did it on Friday the week before, but and then we ended the week with a little pep fest, and so it was fun. The kids really enjoyed it. We had activities and things that they could dress up, and we didn't have any worry that they were gonna not be appropriate. So it worked out really well. Ms. Borquez helped Ms. Trevino with all the fixings. And so I think I got everybody's name in there that helped out. So we were able to kind of have a little fun. The kids enjoyed it, and I think the teachers probably enjoyed it as much or more. Second thing that I have, Auditor General Office is receiving our materials. Mm-hmm. I have about half of the CAP done, the corrective action plan. It's very time consuming, and it's not just like cut and dried, easy to know the answer to all of the things that they have questions on. Some of it deals with training, some of it deals with, it can be as easy as the amount was put in incorrectly. It might have a comma in the wrong place. It might be in the column next to where it's supposed to be. A lot of different things like that. So we're working on getting that done. And I have submitted what I have done so far, and I'm kind of waiting for them to get back to me. Because if they tell you what you're doing right or wrong, then you kind of know what to do and how to fix it. Third thing I have, girls basketball team. I don't know if the coaches would say we're making big strides, but I think they're making some good strides. And I think they found out last night at practice that if they find ways to let the girls become a little competitive, and they put chocolate sundaes on the line for the winning team to play 3-on-3, and they saw a whole different level in practice. So that's good. Our kids, we only have 6th and 7th graders out, and if they all show up and they all wear tennis shoes, I think the coach will have a heart attack. But there's about anywhere from 10 to 12 girls on the team. It's amazing. I've never seen basketball practice where you've got kids wearing blue jeans and Crocs and other things, but some of our kids just don't quite, it doesn't all click for them yet. So, but you have to remember that our sixth graders really haven't really done anything with basketball before, and seventh graders, played last year and that was it. And there's, I think, four of them, so mostly sixth graders. So that's good for the future. We have completed between a quarter and a third of our Azella testing. It's going very well, very organized. Ms. Trevino and Ms. Hudson have a schedule down, and they have a team, and it works very well. So I think, I'm hopeful that we'll get results at least as good as we did last year, but we'll see. Every time they take a test, you never really know, but the Azella is a tough test.
And do we have people assisting the children with
it? They can't be assisted. What happens is you have people that are assigned to either read the directions or that's on the computer, but you, like, they're so strict that you can, like, read, you can read, a, say it's a passage, and you're supposed to read it, and then they have to answer it. You can only read it, like, one time. Mm. And so people can't, what was that? No, you have to listen. If you don't listen, now you have to guess. Mm. So they're very strict about that. You can't, like, point them in the right direction or anything.
Because before, people used to assist them.
Yeah, that was called illegal. Yeah, we had one problem with that first year I was here, and so we had to clean that up, and we have. I can tell you right now, the first year when I was here, Ms. Hudson came and helped me with the testing, and so she's been involved with it since, and I know that it's going to be done right. There's nobody that's going to step in. There's nobody that's going to, you know, when they go to B, not really B, go to the left, no, the other left, you know. I mean, so, no, you can't do it at all. You can't help them. Sometimes you see some of the questions when the kids are stuck on them and you're walking by, but we can't really have anything to do with that in the testing. So you just have to be really careful. Otherwise, you have to, you know, call the state and tell them what you did wrong and all that kind of stuff. The next thing I have is we're now getting our plans or working on setting our plans for the title program for next year. Ms. Trevino is compiling all the information we gathered. We did surveys for the staff. We worked together. We did what's called fish bones, where you find six goals and you have all this other information, and then you try to figure out how can we accomplish this and where do we want to go with it and how far do we want to go, and then you have to come up with a SMART goal, and a SMART goal is setting a goal that is something that's measurable and attainable, hopefully attainable. The next to last thing I have is there is a combination concert going on for grades 2 through 5 that are in music. It is May 2nd also, and I put May 3rd in my mind.
March.
It was on
March.
March. Did I say May? Mm-hmm. I meant March. Okay. It's been a long day.
Looking forward to May, are you?
March 2nd. March 2nd, and it'll be at Lowell at their auditorium. Mm-hmm. So we will be sending home information and sheets for the kids to sign, to permission slips to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. This is that first concert they had at the border, and then the second concert's up there, mm-hmm. and then the next concert's good. They're going to do another one at the border at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So it's grades 2 through 5, and then the middle school at Lowell will also be performing at the same concert.
Is there any plans for the kids to learn how to read music and how to play a musical instrument?
Well, right now, Mr. Ronnie Balasavis is teaching the kids guitar and how to read and work that way with the guitar. Okay. It's in like 6-week rotation. So he took the place of Officer Zavala in that rotation. So that Officer Zavala did 3 rotations, and I think Mr. Balasavis will do 3. So a little bit, but the music part of the music and the singing aren't really set up just to teach them how to read music, but obviously when you're singing, you know, you have to learn a little bit to follow the notes. So, but our music program here is now 2nd through 5th grade. There were some different issues with the junior high, and they just requested that they could go down to the 2nd grade and go through 5th grade, so we kind of made that change. And it actually worked out better for us, because if you're trying to do a schedule and you only have that class for 2 days, now you have to, you know, you've got all these kids coming from different sections to just go there for 2 days, and then they have to go back to these other sections, and so roll call and some other things are...
So it's only one person doing the music thing?
We have one person here, and then one person is doing it at Lowell. They were rotating. I did just say that really, I didn't think that worked out that well. Because you had one person here on Wednesday and another person here on Thursday, so they never really got to know the kids. Kids never really got to know them. You know, I think that's pretty hard. So now Steve is here both Wednesday and Thursday. So I think that works out better. So the last thing that I have two things, but they're both related. I will deal with the discussion on the 4-day week. We talked about it last board meeting, and I took it to the staff. We had 27 votes that came back in favor of a 4-day week. The biggest concern amongst those people would be the same concern, I think, that I had going in, and that's attendance. And so, you know, to pass that on and information to the parents and things, parents have to understand that if we do go to a four-day week, they have to get their kids here. They have to get their kids here. It's 25% of our ADMs every day. So right now we're at 20% of our ADMs every day, but next year it would be 25 if we went to the four-day week. There were three people that were opposed to it, and I think probably for similar reasons. Just the more that they're here, the more they hear English. Ultimately, the total number of hours isn't a lot different, but that was for the most part. And I did put all of the ballots right there in that manila folder. If at any time.
But the school day will be longer.
Oh, yes, yes. I gave you a copy of
And how are you justifying it? Because the Bisbee district, that didn't save any money. They still have to keep the heat.
There's not going to be much of a savings for money. There'll be some. I think when you look at teacher retention, you might find that will help. I think also where it goes to trying to get families on the same page, there's a possibility we probably could pick up 30-ish students, you know, and that would obviously pay for itself, because adding 30 students would add, you know, $200,000.
Yeah.
So,
what's our approximate student population right now?
Right now we're at 183. Or 184, I don't know. Depends on Monday, Tuesday, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 284, sorry.
Oh,
good Lord.
272.
Miss Elise just told me we had 184 kids.
I'll give this up to you guys.
Or
284
kids. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, if we could add the 30 kids, it would. We have a couple of classes that are, you know, on the edge that would push us into probably splitting, but the other students would be able to fall in if that's what we got. So, the way it worked out, about 90% of the staff, 90%, and then there was one who said, I don't really care, I just want to make sure they come to school. So,
my concern has always been the kids that don't have somebody home, like on Friday, and daycare and that kind of thing. And that's one thing that I do worry about, you know.
Well, and that's why we have to do, they say at least two meetings. I would like to probably do four meetings. I like to do one each day during conferences, and I'll mention those to you, and then probably have another one the following week.
Like Boys and Girls Club, do they still take students from down here? They dress them?
Yeah.
They do?
Okay.
And they're open on Fridays.
Yeah, not a lot, but they take, I don't know, I want to say depending on the day, there's different numbers that go.
Mm-hmm.
Public meetings, in order to make a switch, you must have two public meetings, and then you are able to go to the board. I think I would recommend we have a public meeting on Wednesday the 15th. Which is a conference day, and we would go from 3 to 6. And I basically would just be in here and talk to the parents. So when they're coming through, I could have a chance to talk with all the parents as they're walking through and going. Talk to the teachers and ask them to stop, have the parents stop in so they could get information. On Thursday, the 16th, we would have it from 3 to 6 as well in the library. And then on Friday the 17th, we would go from like 9 to 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
And it's just walk-in, or would they have to like schedule?
No, just walk-in and go through it. I'll have a few things put up, and then I'll have a few things to hand out to each person. And along with that will be a ballot-type thing to return, like we gave the teachers.
Can they be board meetings similar as to what we did for when we hired you? Or not just you, but every superintendent?
If we have a bunch of them, I would personally rather have a set time. I just know when we've tried PTA and we had a set time and we didn't get anybody, and, you know, I mean, so if I have a chance to talk to 40 or 50 parents each day, versus having a set time and only having four or five show up. I'd rather catch the 40 or 50 students. You know, that was my whole train of thought with this was, if I make myself available for at least 3 hours, and that doesn't mean if parents are still coming in at 6 o'clock, I'm not going to walk away from my money. You know, I'm going to stand here and give it to them, because the more information we get out to them and we can answer their questions, the better.
Okay.
And then they can make a better decision. And then we would ask them to return those ballots to either their teachers or to the office. And then I would, I would say, if we didn't have at least a 70% that wanted to make that change, and I would say probably even 75, then I don't think we should make that change. I think
so you're going to have, you'll have all this up on the website too?
It'll be on the website. It's also going to go on Facebook. So as soon as we're done tonight, in case, I just thought in case there was a question or there was another, I didn't pick a fourth day yet, so, but we'll put these up so that all the parents know to the conferences.
So if this was to take effect, it would be for next year?
Yes. The other thing I would say is, if we do this next year, if we come and everybody's interested in it, and our attendance isn't good, then I think we have to go back to the five-day week. And I think it's a one-year experiment.
Year's your last year of contract, right?
Yeah.
It's next year.
That's going to be that's part of the consent agenda, I believe, right?
That's why I thought I should mention it before you guys talk about it and decide something.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to kind of move this up. So. And Kristen also will be sending this to the newspaper, so it's in the weekend. So it's in the weekend ads.
You saw the vote.
I can't look at it right now. I'm trying. I can't do both. It.
Well, from the teachers?
Yeah.
All the staff. All staff members.
Okay,
that's all I have for you.
Before.
Yes. Any questions?
Not this time.
Hey, hang on. I gave you guys a couple things, and I want to explain them because they're. I just got this from Jackie Clay today. This is, they looked at three different, apps. They looked at this Raptor, this Navigate 360, and this Mutual Link. They decided as a committee they had certain things they were looking for, and they decided, the superintendents in the county, that they would like to go with this Navigate 360 as it basically just checks all the boxes of the things they were looking for. It's an app that will, all the staff can have it on their phones, and we also can share it with all law enforcement and the Border Patrol. So if there was a reason for anyone to respond to anything that were going on at our school or any other school in the county, the law enforcement would be able to tap into all of the cameras and everything else on site.
Right.
So
that's pretty cool.
And our cameras will be updated spring break. So we've got most of them are here, and they will be up and running spring break. So
that's pretty cool. I can tell you as a police officer that I was before, you can get if something were to happen at a school, and if, let's say, the dispatch center can tap into the camera and see what's going on, get the law enforcement, get the tactical advantage before they even arrive.
Right. One other thing that we are doing is Bobby has asked, we talked about it before, something that I did in Minnesota. We invited, Bobby's in at least doing it, sending out invites to all law enforcement and Border Patrol and inviting them in. He said he's either going to make hot dogs or buy donuts. I told him donuts, you know, probably police. But anyway, he's going to have some kind of food here. Invite them in and then take...
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just saying that usually my sheriff's deputies really like the donuts that we have.
Common knowledge.
Yeah.
Just saying.
A little stereotyping going on. But and then he'll be able to take everybody on so that they can get a lay of the land, so to say. I just felt like that was... from my days in Minnesota when we invited the sheriff's deputies and the highway patrol in. That was something they valued and gave us really positive feedback on, because here we only have one level in each building, but we have four distinct buildings. So, you know, having an idea of how you can get from one room to another, you know, the little lock things and all that kind of stuff, I think would be good knowledge for them to have coming in. So we have that coming. I don't know. I know he was hoping to wait for better weather, because I do think he was planning on grilling hot dogs and some of that stuff. So,
one thing I used to do is I used to visit the schools and get to know who the custodians are and get to know where the offices are at.
Because know the custodians and know the secretaries, because those are the two people that pretty much know where everything is and what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I had that for you. If you ever want to do reading, I have about a 29-page handout on that Raptor system. So you certainly can check that from me. And I just, Donna gets a little excited when I print too much, so I didn't want to print too many of them. And I think that's everything, because everything else is on the agenda, so I think we're good.
All right. We're going to move on to the consent agenda, approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting, January 17th,
2023. I have no changes.
Me neither.
No changes.
All right. B, presentation of the January financial report, and C, approval of the January vouchers.
The one-pager, where's... Still keeping it for processing payments as normal. They all seem to be within a range of each other. There's nothing really high or really low. The voucher 2325, the one dated 1/20/23, that was only, I only paid bills out of maintenance and operation that day, and the biggest part of that was the health insurance on that one. The next one down, 2326 for 127. That one is where I paid for the cameras. But we will get reimbursed for those once we get them. We pay for them now since they are here. So I think she'll be submitting a payment request anytime. So we'll get that money back. Mm-hmm. Payroll was pretty close to being within itself. Unless you have any major questions or any questions.
Donna, what was that exact amount? Was that like $34,000 or something?
Which?
The payroll?
On the cameras.
No, on the cameras, this was
$24,371.96.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the amount we talked about last time when we said that we'll pay for it now, SFB will reimburse us. And then we're able to use that $24,000 as part of our payment, even though SFB is paying for it, part of our matching payment for that federal cost. Mm-hmm. So we have to get up to, we'll get to between $50,000 and $70,000 matching.
And I think it was $57,000 today. So. Yeah.
You're asking me.
I didn't see anything. I mean, the big numbers, and then you see health insurance and the cycles.
Moving on to D, approve the mural project for the 8th grade for Ms. Campos' art class. It would be an inspirational quote.
That red sheet that you guys have is the quote that she had brought. She took a very challenging idea last quarter, and she's about halfway done with it. So she wanted to find something for the 8th grade, and then she's going at, right there on top, Don. Right, Don. Just right there.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were looking for the red one. So she wanted to have something inspirational, and then her hope is that they'll be able to go and finish that other one that they were working on, because that's a fairly complex one. So. I told her I was pretty sure that the board would approve it. They liked what she had done already, but I said to give me an example if she could, and she already had everything ready to roll. So.
And where would this one be at?
I believe her plan is to put it down there on the other side of where that other one's at.
Okay.
And the other thing we did talk about was, as you're walking in here, maybe possibly above the bathrooms too. It's not going to be so huge. That one just got so big, it got so big, and then as everything spreads out, it also goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have one ladder that goes up, and so it was a slow process to get that. So that's kind of why she never got that one done.
Oh, okay.
So her idea was to keep it a little smaller, but, you know, do some kind of an educational quote, and that it's about learning, and nobody can take that away from you. And I thought it was a really good quote. So.
Okay.
The kids are enjoying it?
The kids like it, yeah. I think they really have, they've done different things in art. They've done bird feeder type things. They've done all sorts of different types of art, painting and whatever. So, but the mural that they've done, the big project's kind of been the one. They always have one big thing each quarter. So I think it's been very positive. I know the parents have said that their kids have made comments about both our music and our art, that they were glad we had been able to add some things. So.
Okay.
No.
Moving on to, where were we at?
Okay.
Approve the resignations of Mary Joy Cornea, Cherry Piclar, and Julie Campos for the 2022-2023 school year.
Yes. Mary Joy and Cherry are both going back to the Philippines. Mary Joy told me today that I can share this. She is a little over 2 months pregnant. So she's very excited and very emotional because the hormones are driving her crazy right now. So they're both going back, and Julie Campos is, I think, looking for more of a year-round position where she can make more money is basically what she's told me. So, honestly, all three of them are really doing a good job. It'll hurt to lose all three of them. Chari and Mary Joy, we kind of knew was probably a 3 to 5 year thing when they came. Chari's going back to get married, and then Mary Joy is going back and taking her family with her. But she came in and talked to me today for quite a while at the end of the day, and she really enjoyed her time and will not forget Naco, she said. So. Mm-hmm. So, and I told her that she could name her child after us, and then she'll never forget us. So, so
they'll be staying to the end of the year, though.
Huh?
They'll stay to the end of the year.
Yes, but they wanted to give us time so that we can get posted. So,
we'll be sure to thank them, you know.
Yes, I sure will. I will tell them thank you, and I'll put that in the notes.
Yeah.
As you always want, so.
And it also shows the type of persons they are that let us know this early in the year so we can start preparing and looking for other teachers.
It's very helpful because, February and March is when you want to have your job openings out there. So what I'm going to post is going to be K through 5 positions and then an ELL position. And that way we have some flexibility with who's where and who can do what.
F, approve another auction for the school vehicles.
All right, so the first auction didn't go so well. I don't know whether or the cost or whatever, but one thing about Ms. King is that she doesn't give up, and she really thinks that after people get their taxes, we maybe can sell one or two of the vehicles. So she asked if we could try it again, and I said I would bring it to you. Try it again from the 21st until March 13th at noon. See if we can, what would be really the best is if we could sell one of those vehicles. And then there's a dealership on the state website from Casa Grande and another one in Buckeye. And so we can look at there, see what kind of vehicles they have. And then when we sent Donna and Kristen to training in Laughlin, and then we would have them drive the two vehicles up, get the new vehicle, and then bring it back.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, and but we still got to sell one of those vehicles. So, so we're going to have the prices that we had, but we're going to tell people that they can bid whatever they would like, and we will ask the board if they'll accept the bid.
I know we put it on Facebook, right?
We did, and Mr. Valdez will put it back on Facebook.
Is there any way we can put like flyers like in the post office and maybe over there by the Safeway shopping center? That way just letting them know that we're selling them and it's going to be on.
She's got one-page summary sheets with, I think, pictures. They're either one or two pages.
And it's only on Facebook, that's it?
Well, it's on Facebook and our website, right. And I believe she put it in the paper.
And it's because we still have a lot of people that don't do
right.
The internet and stuff like that.
So right. Safeway, where else would be a good spot to
here
do
at
it?
The post office?
Yeah, our post office.
Our post office, Safeway area, or even in the Old Bisbee, right there, they have like a bulletin where the post office is at.
Mm-hmm. Old Bisbee?
In Old Bisbee.
All right, maybe I can get Donna to
that's
go
a good
to
idea.
That
just to give it a little bit
I get
more.
Lost in all
there's a Facebook site for NACO, this area, NACO.
The key is if we can get people, like if
stuff.
You guys go on
mm-hmm.
with your Facebook and you just like it and then it goes out off of yours also.
Yeah,
then
share it.
We can, mm-hmm. you know, we can get more of that out there. We had 4 or 5, maybe 6 people that showed some interest, but nobody.
Well, then the holidays and all of that, you know, people are still recovering.
Well, and like she said, it's closer now. People maybe all have their tax money back, and so.
Yeah.
What would happen if you can't sell that third vehicle? Is there somebody else that can go to the training, and then you have 3 people coming?
Oh,
back?
We can do that. I mean, the problem is that the training, it's like we have 2 people that are members of that organization, so they get a reduced rate. So the third person going pays an extra $100. So it ends up costing us, what did I figure today, about $600-ish, $700. So if you pay that, you know, I mean, but it would work. That's why we talked about Casa Grande. We've actually really looked more at the Buckeye place. But Casa Grande has, and the prices are all the same because it's a state bid. So they can't, you know. Goof you up, so.
All right.
So yeah, that's also a possibility. I mean, they do have some thing for information. We took Mr. Rodriguez to that last year, and it was helpful. I just haven't had a chance to review it. We just got the agenda today with everything, so I'm going to look at it and see, and if it looks like it would be worth it, then we could always have him drive a vehicle as a third vehicle if we needed it to. So.
Moving on to G, this talks about parent meetings on the possible 4-day week.
And when I put this together for you guys yesterday, I didn't have the dates. I got that done today. So I would use those dates that I gave you,
mm-hmm.
3 to 6, and 9 to 10:30 or 11 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Would you have this questionnaire for them as well?
I would. That every household will get one of those.
Okay.
So everybody that comes, I would give that. I would give this that has kind of an attempted daily schedule and this. And they would also get a tentative thing like this. So
okay.
They could look at it. Just they would get the same thing that the staff got and that you guys got.
Okay.
To look at. But that would be here to answer the questions. Which
is there a parent meeting in September?
In September, parent-teacher conferences.
Okay.
And then
in
August, there's PI conferences for grades K through 5.
Parent conference is September 15th.
Oh, you can take that day off.
No.
Oh.
Because I saw on one of the papers
mm-hmm.
that September 15th is close to September 16th, which is Mexico's Independence Day. And a lot of people from NACO celebrate Mexico's Independence Day.
Oh.
But the conferences are like early. It's from 8 to 12, so...
Yeah, that Friday would just be a half a day, but then they would hopefully do their conferences.
What's that schedule?
It's a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
There's only three Fridays that we have them down, and they're all conferences.
So if we move to the to a 4-day.
4-day week.
Oh, they're all on Fridays.
Right. Okay. We can have parent conferences, and those would only be from 8 to noon, all four of those, or three of those, I should say. But we cannot have students on Fridays, okay. Which I read, and then I saw Bisbee had students on a Friday so not long ago. So I was trying to figure that out because I thought.
So you did have to make up day.
Well, when I know, and I don't understand how, though, because it's very explicit in the law that I read that you cannot have students on Friday. So maybe because it's a makeup day and they petitioned the state, I don't know. But because my thought was, well, could we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then have a longer weekend and, you know, but no, you can't do that. So well, I looked at it just to see.
So for that one, the parent-teacher conference can be moved to the 8th or the 22nd?
No, we'll have 2 days before that.
Okay.
So the people can go then and not on the Friday, but for on that Friday, our teachers will just be here from 8 to noon. And, I mean, if they're just sitting around, you know, eating brownies and sucking down a diet pop, that's okay.
13, 14.
No,
13,
14. Yeah. That was another thing, too.
Okay.
No, something about February.
Oh, yeah, February.
February 15th.
Mm-hmm. Sure. July 2?
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
14.
Mm-hmm. Love Valentine's.
You live 4.5 hours away from your wife, you don't have to celebrate a lot. You know, it's only every so many years.
Love Valentine's.
So this just deals with the parent
parent meetings, yes.
There's an action item on the actual schedule, 4-day week.
Not yet, because we
got to talk to the parents. Yeah.
Right, we have to have the parent meetings, and then if the parents come back at 70% in favor, then we'll bring it to you next month.
All right. Approved schedule for conferences next week.
So it's just a change from the calendar that we approved, and since it's a half an hour change, it's better that we approve it than to just do it. And so we're going to release the students at 12:30. And that will allow our staff to be able to eat from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. So that gives them just a chance to, you know, have something to eat and just take a deep breath before they go deep into that. Mm-hmm. There will be a difference this year. Those of you that have done the conferences the last year and a half, our middle school has done conferences in one group, which I had a lot of positive comments from. I thought at first maybe nobody would like it. Mm-hmm. But the staff wanted to try doing it on their own this year, individual conferences. So we're going to do it in the gym. We're going to divide the area up, and there's also going to be a science fair going on the one end of the gym. So we're going to see how that works. It might be really loud.
But that'd be good because while you're waiting, you can go see
exactly,
the science project.
Right, so you're not just sitting in the middle, you know.
Just waiting.
So, I mean, it does, and they're going to do the science fair projects until about, I think she said 5 o'clock-ish, 5 or something like that. She wants to make sure that they are able to get home before dark. So.
Yep.
All right.
You have anything?
Nope.
Anything?
Ready? I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda A through H.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to action items. A, presentation, discussion, and votes relating to policy DK.
All right, so this is that one we do every year. Usually we do it in January. And when I first got here, we were doing it in July and January, but we moved it to just to do once a year. And this is the one that allows us to pay bills and pay salaries and the employees between board meetings. And you guys approve on policy DK. You say that's okay. And then you will sign off on them so you don't have to come in, sign off, and we don't have to have a meeting before we do every payroll and pay bills.
That's too easy. You have anything? Mm-hmm. I'll motion to approve policy DK.
Second.
Aye. Action item B, presentation, discussion, and vote to approve a new paraprofessional and classroom support staff evaluation.
All right. So I gave you guys a copy of the old evaluation form that has been with the school district and ASPA for most of my life, I'm betting. The problem with it is, as we involve paras and non-classified into the 301 plan, we have to have a way to translate their evaluation into a point system, and then allowing them to get points towards the 301 plan. They get a percentage of the points, and then they can make some money. So we had to take and adapt this, so searched multiple school sites trying to find a decent classified evaluation form. The best one that I found is the other two-page, or it's stapled, it's actually...
This is the one you're using currently.
This is the one we use currently, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the one-pager front and back. This is the one that I would recommend that we change to. You know, one of the categories basically allows the people to be graded from either 0 to 4 points, arriving at work on time, finishing work on time, you know, all those basic things. They were all lumped under one question here, and then no point totals or anything like that.
So where did you find this new
evaluation? I don't remember which school. Something Knox.
See these two here, your old one, and this is your performance evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
These are this is the old instrument we used to use. And this is one we've been using for you. But the one that we used to use for the superintendent, we had an option of this one, and then one that was more similar to this one. And so this was the one, it was the one we used to use was more similar to this. And the one we used to use is still more precise than the one we're currently using. So we need to try to see if we can find the one that pertains to superintendent evaluations that is more similar to this instead of this thing.
And whatever you guys approved prior to me coming should have been in...
Yeah, but see, that
yeah.
Nothing was normal there because
okay.
A lot of stuff, they were shredding stuff for
okay.
days when it before
we'll,
got here.
Okay. Well, if I... Maybe you could... Maybe
and
someday,
I never retained
maybe someday you could just stop down and we could go through and you could show me, I mean, I can try to find some of the old, maybe we can even find, unfortunately, the school's given away and in some cases lost personnel files over the years, so I don't know what they have from...
Ones that like all of our, you know, policy
more.
Manuals disappeared
yeah.
and like $1,500.
But I think the reason that one was still in there was because it was the ASBA approved one. So
right.
I'm wondering if ASBA has a new
this
one.
This is just very generic.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, it is.
Well, I like this the one that Mr. Maxson just did.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For classified.
I think it's much better. I think it's what it'll do actually is it will now put the classified on the same page about the same point totals that the teachers have, so that it's
now. Can we do the same for
if we just have to,
one?
Right? We just have what would be nice is if we could find one. And I'm assuming when Mr. Franco was here, but his file is not here.
No.
So and. That's something the district should be careful about, giving out files, because you never know when. Like, I had somebody reach out to me that worked here in 1992 last year. How am I supposed to prove they worked here? You know how I prove? I go to Sally and I say, Sally, you've been here for almost 25 years.
See the catalog.
Do you remember this person? And Sally said, yes, I remember.
You have to understand that during the transitions, things like that happen, and
yeah.
Nobody has control of that, and a lot of stuff disappears.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is that's something we really should be, just because of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, one person reached out about their retirement, and then this person reached out. I think his had something to do with he had to show the state which years he was at all these different schools. So, I mean, that was, that's really how I did it. I would go and I would ask Sally and I would ask Linda. I would ask sometimes maybe Mr. Page if it was a middle school person, but usually the people that I knew had been around for a while. So
when you meant like the Survey Monkey, I wanted to deal with that to have the staff be involved in your evaluation. But Survey Monkey, you have to pay for.
Well, there's a lot of different things out there.
Right. So that's the question, the quandary, is to find something available so that the teachers and the staff can be involved. Because we don't work with you every day, you know, at all. I don't know if you're...
Oh, and we can... I mean, that's something we can even talk about when we go through the evaluation, when we have it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but
as a board member, if we coordinate something with you to come over to the school and have, and just sit in one room and have members come over to you whenever they get free time, that's allowed, right?
Yeah, we did that. I believe you two both have done that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What you don't want to have is, with a three-member board, you don't want two people here at the same time.
Right, and only one at a time, because
right.
if you have
yep.
two, then that creates a quorum.
Right.
And you don't want to have that, but it can violate open meeting law.
So, I mean, the other categories in this, you know, there's behavior management, how you work with the kids, relationship with students, attitude and personal qualities, and instructional skills. We did take some of the questions out. I had Mr. Vigneault kind of go through it with me, and we tried to take things that were subjective out, you know, so that, you know, if someone, you know, maybe didn't get along with you real well, it was a little more cut and dried. So I wanted to give this to you guys, and then I'll be giving it to each of the staff members so they can do a self-evaluation, so they get a chance to look at it, and then we'll do theirs.
Okay.
This is just for...
All classified.
Classified,
staff.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about certified staff?
Certified, yeah, teachers. There's a teacher's one that we already have that's in a way similar to this. It's a little different, and it's strung out with all of the Charlotte Daniels and stuff. But it's when you start looking at the point totals and things like that, it's based just like that. This is so it kind of works so that they both are similar that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have anything?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a motion? Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve the new paraprofessional and classroom support staff evaluation.
Second.
Oh, Lisa second.
Okay, Romero, aye.
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 Moving on to action item C, presentation, discussion, and vote on approving one GPA as the Government Procurement Alliance.
All right. So we have a few different procurement groups that we work with, cooperatives, collaboratives, and alliances. This is one that we've looked at before. I thought we had already approved it. Donna thought we had because we talked about it, but I couldn't find where we had approved it.
I remember seeing this.
Yeah.
I do remember.
I know because this, I remember. So it's like, I know we looked at this, but could not find it in the old minutes. So I think we looked at it, thought about it, then we didn't need it, and maybe we just didn't approve it. This has more, there's more different... groups that we would use than in some of the other ones, and so Ms. King brought this to me, and then she made a copy so you guys could get a copy of it to see some of the different things that they deal with. But it's the whole reason you have a procurement alliance or a cooperative or a collaborative or whatever the different names are is it makes your purchasing easier. So you can go to one of these. They have set prices, and you can look for what you need. You can look at the price, and that's a state-approved price. So you do not have to go out for three bids. Like right now, we're sitting here trying to get two more bids on the bleachers. And
so with this one, you don't need
very difficult. This one, you find it, you can use it.
So let's say you're browsing through and you see one that the price is a lot higher than the other one. You can go with a lot higher one.
And they're doing the shopping for you.
They're doing the shopping for you. So generally, if you had two companies that were doing similar work and one price was a lot higher than the other price, that price probably included something at a higher level than this one did.
But they're not comparing prices necessarily.
No, they're just they're collecting. They're doing all the background. They're doing all the checking into the companies and all that kind of stuff. And they're making sure that the pricing is, you know, fair.
Okay.
Not necessarily the cheapest you can find.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have anything?
Nope.
Anything?
I would like to make a motion to approve the Government Procurement Alliance program.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And moving on to action item D, presentation discussion of the second reading of policy advisory number 1 of 2023, number 739-743.
And there's multiple numbers there. All of that in this policy advisory, everything in there was exhibits, which are things that you can use, except for the one policy that dealt with the new foster care information and laws, and so I guess my recommendation would be to approve it. Exhibits we can use or we don't have to use, so those are, you know, okay to have in case you ever need them, but it's not something that you have to use. It's mandated. These are just approved by the law firm or the law company, that law lawyers that they employ.
Okay. And it's approved by the state. So are we ready?
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the pertaining to the state's policy recommendation.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 I will tell you that over the next couple of months, we're going to be bringing you information. The trust has done policy work now. They have hired some of the top attorneys from the state, and they've rewritten all of the policies that ASBA has. ASBA charges us close in the neighborhood of $7,000 a year, and the trust, the bill for the trust, if you bring in one of their attorneys to go through all your policies, and your yearly fee would be $1,500 ish, maybe $1,600, but about that. Quite a bit of difference. The way they're put together is totally different, so it'll be something we'd have to look at, but it also might be something that Don's talked about for quite a while, and that we look at just a totally new set, and we have a complete set, not only online, but in our offices with the different ones. They only have five areas. They go from basically the 100s, 200s, 300s, 400s, and 500s, something similar to what I worked with in South Dakota. The set we have right now is similar to what I had in Minnesota with all the alphabet in front of it. And I think sometimes there's just so much of the alphabet. You know, you got A, B, C, B, A, D, F, Exhibit 3. I mean, you know, and you're going, it's a little confusing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something worth looking at, and it would save us, you know, about $5,000 or more each year. So I think it's something we'll seriously have to look at. The renewal time is July, so we don't have to do anything until July with that, but that's something I will bring you so we can look at, because I really think you guys might be interested in it. I think it's a lot more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then moving on to action item E, presentation, discussion, and possible closed session dealing with the superintendent evaluation. Mr. Macklin, you want to go into a closed session?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. You guys have always been the ones that wanted to close it, so I don't really care. I mean, it's you can ask questions or whatever, and if you ask me a personal question, I answer it, and it's not a big deal. But
how about I can leave it up to Brisa. She was the president for the last year.
But
so.
You're the current president. You wanted it. You got
mm-hmm.
it.
What do you want to do?
With me, it's I mean. It's up to him. put it back on you, Mr. Martin.
I would just say that there may be some things that you want to ask me, and I'm probably a little more free to talk about it in a closed session, and then you'll be giving a report next time when we come back on whatever it is that we discussed anyway, so.
Okay.
Okay.
With that being said, I would like to make a motion to go into closed session. Can I get a second?
A second the motion?
Don't we have to close our session first to reopen?
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion to close our open session.
Well, that's what he's doing right now, to go into the closed session.
I thought we had to close to reopen.
No.
There's no two motions. There's just one motion.
You're closing right now to go to closed session. Then when we come back, you're going to have to reopen again to go to a live session.
So Lisa, second, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So time now is 6:20 p.m.?
So we're making a motion to go into closed.
Right.
Without correct. Closing open.
Well, we're closing open to go into closed.
Right. You're closing open to go into closed.
I don't have many, so if you guys find me